Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your Pi Day couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, March the 14th, 2016.
And this is episode 196.
Woo!
Not 195, babe. Because it was numbered wrong last time.
Are you sure? Because I'm looking and I looked and it was 194 last time. And the one before that is 193.
194 in the doc or 194 on the website?
On the website.
Boom, Jay is wrong. This is 195, everyone. Five away.
You're welcome.
Five away from episode 200, and we're still amateurs.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever not be an amateur.
All right, so go ahead and keep talking and everything, and I'm going to step around the corner real quick and check something.
All right, happy Pi Day to everyone. National Pi Day comes every year, March the 14th. For those of you all who don't know, you know, it's Pi Day because pi is 3.14, starts with 3.14, and it is 3.14 today.
Yeah.
So every year, my work brings in pies for National Pi Day. This year, we had cherry pie. And apple pie. The apple pie was from Meijer, but it was one of the best apple pies I've ever had.
Well, you know that we've had pie from Meijer, and yeah, we've always said that their pie is nothing to sniff at because they're pretty good.
Peanut butter pie and caramel apple pie, which was pretty darn good. You know how I am about caramel.
So we want to say what's up to the folks in the Valen Tavern.
Hey, Valen Tavern.
What pie did you have on this glorious pie day?
I hope you had some pie.
So for you, Renee, so you definitely had the apple pie.
I had a bite of both. Bite of all three, rather.
You had a bite of
all
apple,
four. Sorry. All
apple,
four.
Cherry, peanut butter, and what else?
Caramel apple.
So how was the cherry pie?
It was good.
Would I have approved of it?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like super amazing, but it was a decent pie.
You know, I'm a little sad.
You are?
I'm a little sad because, you know, I love cherry pie.
I know.
And this week when we went to Costco, they usually have apple pie. They usually have pumpkin pie. They usually have all other pies in the whole wide world. Never since we've been a member of Costco, in the 4 years that we've been a member of Costco, have they ever had cherry pie or cherry streusel. Never. We walk our asses through Costco this weekend. We're strolling through, look over to the side at the pies, because I always just look, because they look good. And my eyes just went, what? They had cherry pie, and I can't have cherry pie.
I love how this was just a big story about cherry pie being at Costco.
So, with that being said, what's going on, Valen Tavern? Who do we have with us today?
Valen Tavern, we have Hendo is what? Here. Hello, Hendo.
Oh, what's going on, Hendo?
We have JK Grammar is also here. Kathkel, Tondagosa, and Zabi. Woo!
What is going on,
hey,
everyone?
Everybody.
Thanks for being here.
Glad y'all could make it.
Yeah, definitely glad y'all could make it. And And yeah, so I kind of jumped into the weekend stuff. And since Mr. Hando actually showed up, like, we actually see him. I know he hears this post show and everything, but let's go ahead and jump into the weekend wrap up.
Weekend wrap up!
That's how you people say it, right?
Oh, Mr. Hando.
That is how us people say it.
So this weekend was pretty amazing.
But first, we need to talk about this.
Oh yeah. So we forgot to talk about this conversation that Renee and I had about two weeks ago.
Yes.
The conversation that we had was in regards to marriage and prostitution. And so you're probably like, what? What are you talking about? Marriage and prostitution. So we were having a conversation where Renee was arguing with me about buying her a birthday present.
Right.
Because Renee doesn't like when I do that. She doesn't want me to do nice things for her. So
pretty much.
She doesn't want me to spend money to do nice things for her. So I told her... What did I say? I said, I will buy this and you can... Oh, I can't believe... One, I usually don't say this, right?
Right.
And I said, babe, I'll buy this for you and you can do a sexual favor for me.
Right.
I know we normally don't talk like that. And
it's okay if you do.
It's okay if you do, but it was a joke. So, well, I just don't want people to think that, hey...
Jay only does things for sexual favors.
So I just want to make sure that's out there. And then you was like, you can't do that. That's prostitution. And I was like, how is that prostitution? Because we're married, right? And Renee was like, no, you're paying for a sexual favor. But I was like, but we're married. And so we had this 15-minute conversation about this whole prostitution and all this other stuff.
Yes, my question is, if you're married and you pay someone specifically for a sexual favor.
Not just someone, your spouse.
Yes, sorry, you pay your spouse specifically for sexual favor. It is stated that this is for sex. Is it prostitution? Most people say no, it's not. You're right, married. Right. No, it's not. You're married. Now, let's back up the train.
So
what if you all are engaged?
Right.
Is it then prostitution?
See, and that's where
this is where people start to get a little fuzzy.
It gets a little fuzzy here.
Some say yes, some say no. What if your boyfriend and girlfriend?
Even that is a little fuzzy.
That's even more fuzzy.
Right, right.
There's no intention of marriage. But what if somebody never gets married? What if somebody becomes life partners?
Right.
And they never get married? Is that different from being married?
Right.
Legally? Yes. Socially? Eh. So if you don't know the person, yes, prostitution.
But.
That is but, a definite.
But even that in itself is a caveat. Because we asked our good friend, who's a police officer.
Right.
And he said that the exchange of money, if you're married, a boyfriend like that, it's kind of, he even said it was kind of a gray area. But he said, if you think something's really weird, if you pay a stranger to have sex and you record it, you're making porn.
So you're fine. So as long as you record yourself having sex with a prostitute, it's no longer, yeah.
But anyway, in a way, I'm wondering if he was joking about that or if it was real.
I mean,
I need to go back and check.
Go back and check, but you know, don't like.
But I'm not
take
like,
him up on his suggestion.
But yeah,
anything,
I'm not taking him up. I'm not saying, hey, streetwalker, let's go have sex. But wait a minute, let me set this camera up real quick. Let me get my tripod. You know, and set it up and everything.
So we have an opinion from the Valen Tavern. J.K. Grammer said, technically, the definition reads, the practice or occupation in engaging in sexual activity with someone for payment.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. So
that's the definition.
Is this payment, does it have to be currency? Or can it be other forms of payment? Can someone buy someone a vacation in exchange for having sex? Is that prostitution? So those of y'all who are listening at home, send an email to valentinecast@gmail.com and let us know, do you think married people can pimp out their spouses? Well, they can pimp them out, but they can't. Is it prostitution if they
pay them,
exchange some
money
for some sex?
Right. And speaking of the Gibsons, we decided to science it up with them.
Speaking of some Gibsons and prostitution.
Yeah, speaking of Gibsons and prostitution, we decided to do some science.
We can do it with science.
You can do it with science because science is sexy. But we ended up going to the Kentucky Science Center. Is that what it's called? Science Center?
The Kentucky Science Center. Even though you said it was something weird.
I said Science Museum.
Yeah.
So we went to Kentucky.
Louisville Science Center.
No, it's Kentucky Science Center. You and Cole, y'all keep calling it Louisville Science Center, and it is not. It is Kentucky Science Center. Stop owning that science center like it belongs to y'all.
I swear it used to be then.
Well, I don't know. Y'all wrong. It's Kentucky Science
Louisville Center. Science Center changes the name in 2002.
Again, y'all need to get stuck up out of the past and be in the present. It is... Now, does that crush your childhood?
It was designated as the State Science Center of Kentucky by the Kentucky General Assembly in 2002. And September 1st, 2012, it officially changed its name, Kentucky Science Center. So, I have known it as Kentucky Science Center for over 30 years. I mean, the Louisville Science Center for over 30 years.
Over 30 years. So, has it really been over 30 years, babe? When was it established, babe? Has it really been 30 years?
It was there before I was born.
Has it really been 30 years? When was it established? I'm not falling for that.
Okay.
I don't think y'all had a science center in Kentucky.
You don't think we had a science center in Kentucky?
Before in
Kentucky Science Center has a rich history from its founding as a cabinet of curiosities in the public library system of Kentucky in 1871. 1871?
The science center?
Now the building itself. Are you talking about the building itself?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Kentucky Science Center itself.
Babe, seriously.
What?
you know I'm talking about.
Okay. Okay. Well, you talk about other things.
All right. So we decided to take the girls, their son. And our two girls to the science center, and they had an absolute good time. So much that we are thinking about getting a dual membership to the zoo and to the science center with an adult add-on for grandma could take them and everything else. So, have you found out yet?
Yeah, you're right. It hasn't been 30 years.
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait.
What'd you say?
It's really really close to 30 years.
How long?
1988.
Babe, it's not really close to 30. Okay, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Sorry.
It surely is. But yes.
That is like 10 years further away from what you said, been there since I've been born.
So. No, it's not 10 years. 9 years.
Okay. But if it's really close to being...
Okay, well, fine. Okay. But I still have known it for almost 30 years. Now, anyway, the point is... Louisville Science Center, and it'll always be.
No,
I'm gonna teach the twins to say Louisville
no,
Science Center.
But please don't.
Louisville Science Center.
Oh, Kentucky Science Center.
Anyway, we
but
went
you know
there.
What? That's good. That's good to know.
That's good to know
that the name changed in 2012. Yeah. So I can forgive a little bit, and also I don't feel as crazy as I did when we were looking to find the hours. Mm-hmm. So
we went, the kids had a blast, and they were the perfect age for the bottom floor, because the bottom floor is all like stuff for toddlers, and they have like these little pool noodles hanging down that kids can run through. They like that. They step on lights, music goes.
Yeah.
They have cars with ramps that can be moved so they can, you know, see the energy that happens. Lots of different sciencey stuff. It's pretty cool. And you can go shopping for shapes with little cart, and they have a water area where they play with the water and see the effects of water. Let's just say the water area was their favorite.
Their water area was the favorite. So what does that mean? That means when it's time to leave,
meltdowns occur.
That is the ultimate time for meltdown.
I think Zoe's was worse.
Yes.
This time. Maya has her fair share, but
Zoe. She's loud.
Zoe ugly cries.
No.
Terribly. Her face is the ugliest face I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, girl, you better fix your face.
So we're in the stage now.
It's a mess.
So we're in the stage now where falling out is happening and some meltdowns are happening and they're very unhappy. And some would say it's the terrible twos, but it's just about kids being kids. But man, like tonight, Maya had a great meltdown. And so we decided to just carry on like nothing was going on. Let her have her meltdown. And then when she finished, this was the cutest thing ever. Yes. And it was so worth it.
Yeah.
She walked up to Renee. She gave Renee a hug and a kiss. And then she walked over to me and gave me a hug and a kiss. And I was like, oh my God, this little chick.
It was super cute.
It's like, okay, I had my moment and I'm done.
Yeah.
So let me...
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me vent.
You got to let him run out of gas for a bit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's time to go to bed, chicks.
So we're trying to figure out and reading through, you know, the folks in the Taboo here. Not in the Taboo, but in the Valen Tavern here. Zabi said that the dual membership was great for her when they were coming up and everything. Mm. And Kat Kaskel, who's joined us today, thank you so much, said this is one of the reasons why she doesn't take her kid to the local children's museum.
Because they don't know how to leave.
Because they don't know how to leave. Because, that's funny. I mean, it's like, now we're trying to think of the best way to exit. It's like almost we have to make sure that the water part is the last part.
And so that, I mean, they're going to freak out. It's better for them to freak out at the end while we're changing their clothes because they get soaked. Take a change of clothes if you go to the water area because they have like little jackets that you put on backwards kind of thing. But, you know, kids can find ways.
Maya was fine. Renee and Cole, y'all just messed up on how y'all put it on, so.
I didn't pull up her sleeves.
So.
Sorry.
So, I'm trying. So, Hando was like, damn, you guys are good parents.
Which part?
I don't know. What makes us good parents? Because we let Maya fall out and, you know, have her thing, have her moment of, you know.
Yeah.
But, so, speaking of water, and I know this is not added, we have learned that they absolutely love jumping in puddles.
Oh my gosh, yes. It's been raining.
Right.
For a lot this past week or so. So we were outside playing because they needed to get some energy out, and there was a big old puddle at the end of the driveway. They've never played in puddles. I've avoided it. But you know what? I said, you know what? I'll deal with the fallout of a muddy puddle. And they had a freaking blast in that puddle. They loved the sound it made when they stomped and let's just say water went everywhere. They were soaked. Zoe even tripped and fell in it, and she kind of laughed. So,
right.
But of course, like all things come to an end, and they weren't too happy about having to go inside.
So, but the reason it came to the end was because that's when they decided, oh, this is like bath. We can get down and rub our hands in it.
Yeah, I was like,
and we can lick our hands or we can drink the water.
Maya loved the taste of the water. Ew, gross, girl.
I was like,
ew,
gross. No, stop. My truck tires went through that. Mommy's car tires went through that. Stop. So, yeah. They love to puddle. They absolutely love to puddle. And so you had some fun this weekend.
I did. My sisters and my mother, we went out for the upcoming terrible day. I'll talk about that later. Upcoming, well, it's my freaking birthday, whatever. We went out to celebrate it. We went to Dragon King's Daughter because I had been wanting some good sushi. So my sister picked me up and my mom, and we went out there. It was pretty awesome. It was fun just chilling. I wanted a drink. I didn't want wine. Gross. I didn't want sake. Gross. So I couldn't. And they didn't have anything else. So I didn't get a drink. That's okay. I don't need a drink anyway. Right. But I was going to get all sushi, but then the tacos called to me. And I got ginger tilapia.
Well, the cool thing with Dragon King's Daughter is that it's kind of like a fusion. So you can get like the sushi, but in a taco.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So it was pretty good. I enjoyed myself, you know, and they wouldn't let me buy anything, even though I ordered 2 appetizers. And so I just had a general good time. I love hanging out with my family. I'm glad that I have a family that I like being around. I've heard stories the opposite way. So,
right.
So that was super, super fun. And then the next day, well, the next morning, we actually went to the kid stuff sale. And the kid stuff sale is like a big old sale with a whole bunch of kid stuff. Because I hate shopping for kid stuff. And so what we did, we went and bought $275 worth of clothes, and we are done.
Well, except for some pajamas.
A few jammies.
A few pajamas and stuff like that.
A few jammies, not too bad.
That was real nice to get out there. I mean, it was so nice. It was just right up the street, and we got there right when they opened. We got in, grabbed like armloads of clothes, got checked out. We got like 84, 85 pieces of garments is what it was. And we were out. We were out within like 30-40 minutes.
It was pretty cool.
Oh my god, it was so nice. No long lines.
No long lines. Right. It was pretty awesome.
So that was really nice to do and get out there and you know, help out, you know, that and get some clothes at a reasonable price. So, at prices that we can afford.
Yeah. Twins expensive, y'all.
Yep.
So and then that night we had my Mexican food celebration at my parents' house, and that was fun. It was fun just chilling with my family.
Yeah.
Again, you know, my sister Deidre couldn't be there. Super sad. But
and we spent all day over there.
We did spend all day over there. You know, in the middle of that,
we decided to go to Toys R Us because one of the things that we wanted to do was buy a playset, and Grandma and Grandpa wanted to, you know, help in getting the playset for the girls. And basically, I ordered it through on ToysRUs.com. I had it shipped to store, and we got notified Friday night that it was ready for pickup. So decided to go and pick up the playset from Babies R Us or Toys R Us, whichever one you want to call it, and got it loaded up. So we left. We ran by the women's consignment store for Renee and the comic book shop to say hi to Dan. And as we were walking back to the truck, I noticed that the picture on the box looked odd. It did not look like the item that I had ordered.
I'm so glad that you looked at it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah.
It would be sitting out there and probably not have been taken back yet. So we drove back, and sure enough, we had one of two boxes. So we had one playset that didn't belong to us, and one part that did belong to us. And lo and behold, the warehouse had sent the wrong stuff. So they had to reorder everything, and I'm hoping it gets here in time. I would like to have it up this weekend. But I would definitely like to have it up before next Friday, before Easter weekend.
Right. You know? Right. Because, you know, my nephew is going to be here, and I would like to, you know, push him on the swing. So,
right.
Yeah. So.
Right. So,
So, your call went okay with
yeah,
them.
It went okay. We'll see how everything goes.
They're gonna mess up again. No, they're not. But tomorrow's my birthday.
It's amazing.
And I'm having a really hard time with it. And like, not like a funny haha, I'm gonna be old. Like this is bad. And so I'm not excited about my birthday.
Right.
People should be. I am not. I don't know. 37 is just kicking my ass. I have to close this freaking hangout window. Sorry. Do you know why I have to close my hangout window?
Why?
Because I keep seeing your stupid face swap. I can't keep my eyes on. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Jay did a stupid face swap earlier. It freaks me out. So yeah, I'm not excited about my day, but whatever. I'm gonna be old now. Sorry.
It's okay, babe. So JK, I talked to everyone. I talked to Renee about this, and she realizes that it's her. You know, it's not about you know, you and I or anything else. And she feels that she's old, and she feels that I don't know. I mean, it's just, I'm sorry, babe.
Like me not wanting to be old is not a reflection on other people who are older than me or the same age as me. It has nothing to do with them. It has everything to do with me. It's kind of hard for people to separate that in their mind, but no, I don't think that Jay is old, but I will be tomorrow. So, and I know it doesn't make any sense. I realize this, Jay. I know, but that's kind of where I am tomorrow.
So for you guys watching right there, that's the face swap that I did with my boss, and Renee wasn't happy about it.
Mm-mm. Face swaps are creepy. Like, do you know those articles that say 20 of the best face swaps? Scroll right on by that fast as possible. I don't want to see the creepy ass things. No, thank you.
Yeah. So
anyway, so that was our weekend.
Yep, that was our weekend. So let's get on into some technology.
Technology.
And the funny part is, if no one was looking at the feed, they did not see the picture of the face swap.
That's funny.
The face swap. Oh man. So tech.
Somebody wasn't looking at the notes. Kindle Fire.
Yes, Kindle Fire. So I got a Kindle Fire. And I purchased it right before March, and it got lost in shipment. So Amazon sent me another one, and to replace the one that had gotten lost. And lo and behold, I got a Kindle Fire, the $49 one, because I wanted a Kindle. I have a Kindle, but I wanted something that I could read in the dark. And I got the Kindle. I love it. I decided not to put on any apps, because I didn't want any distractions when I'm reading, because I have a hard time with that, with distraction while I'm reading. Facebook. Oh, what did Nikki say? So let me go look and see what Nikki said. look at Nikki. They're having a great birthday party. Oh, what was I doing? Oh, and I start checking Facebook, and I start reading the book that I was in. So I need that separation.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, after I got mine, I'm sitting here at the house working, and basically what happened was UPS comes and they drop off a package. I'm like, okay, did I order something again that I didn't mean to order? And it was the Kindle Fire that had gotten lost. So I contacted Kindle support and said, hey guys, the one that you guys replaced, that actually ended up showing up, that should have been lost. The box was really beat up, and I'm surprised it was actually working and stuff like that. It was beat up pretty bad. And do you guys want me to send this back? They was like, well, we didn't charge you for it, and we already replaced it, and we're not showing that you're going to be charged. If you would like to keep it, you can keep it.
This made me side eye. I was like,
or you can send it back. So I said, me being who I am, I'm just like, I asked the lady, I was like, what would you do?
Did you really?
I did.
You didn't tell me that part.
I did. I asked her, what would you do? She said, so she repeated herself. She said, it's not showing that we're going to charge you if you keep it. But if you do keep it, you won't be charged. But if you would like to send it back, I will assist you in getting the return label. And I said, well, let me think about this, because this is really something I need to think about. And if I know someone that may want it, I'll see if they want it. I'm going to ask my wife. That's exactly what I said. I said, I'm going to ask my wife. If she wants it, fine. If she does not want it, I will send it back to you.
Look at you being a...
So...
I bet she thought you were crazy, by the way.
So, you know, and like, if I didn't have anybody to give it to, I wouldn't try to sell it or anything like that. I would just send it back, because, I mean, there's no point in that.
You could give it for a gift for Christmas to somebody.
I wouldn't even do that. That's just ghetto a little bit in my book. You know what I'm saying? So JK said do the right thing, and so I apparently must have did the right thing. You know?
JK's judging people who wouldn't do the right thing.
So I kept it. I mean, yeah. Yep. Judge me. You know, I'm probably going to hell.
So now I have a Kindle Fire.
So we have two Kindle Fires in the family.
Which is hilarious, because
like,
I just got...
You made my Kindle Fire go up 49.99 instead of 49.98.
And the funny thing is, I just got the Kindle Fire, but for my wonderful birthday present, The twins gave me three awesome Brandon Sanderson books in the Mistborn series that I've been wanting.
Right.
But they're physical books.
Right.
So I won't be using my Kindle for a while. I've already started The Alloy of Law. Well, I'll talk about that in the media section. So thanks to Zoe and Maya. Thanks, Jay.
Yep.
Having them get me something.
And then also today, my Fitbit, the new Fitbit came out, the Alta. Okay, Toby. Hi, Toby. My new Fitbit came out, and I got it today. So this is the Alta, right here, this one right here. And I have my Fitbit Flex that I am actually going to give to Renee, because with our company, we actually, we get, vitality points, which we can turn around and buy Amazon gift cards for. So we can buy more Kindle Fires and get two and give them away. So... But anyway, so I'm trying out the new Fitbit Alta, see how I'm going to like it, and then we'll see what happens with that. And then also, we got a new vacuum.
And then you know you're an adult when you're excited for a vacuum. That's all I got
to
say.
And I have to say, this vacuum is amazing. It is a Shark. It is like, has a lot of good suction. I mean, that thing can suck like no other. I mean, can it suck quite well?
Yeah, it sucks awesome.
Yeah.
It's the best sucker around.
Yeah, it's the best sucker in this house right now. So. But nah, it's pretty good. So yeah, I'm excited about it. It gets Toby's hair up I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah, so goodbye to... For some reason, Jay was stuck on this loudness of our old vacuum.
The Dyson is like...
It's not that loud.
Is like crazy. It's like... You know, so that's how loud it is.
Okay, all right. Whatever.
What's going on, Mr. Mahler?
Hey.
Movies, books, comics, TV.
Oh, that was low, wasn't it?
A little bit, but...
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
I can't believe you played it
again. All right, there we go.
That's hilarious. So, Downton Abbey is gone. Done. Dunzo. It's kind of sad. It was so good. Maggie Smith was my favorite actress on the show. I really enjoyed it. I'm sorry. I can't talk with you holding Toby. She's too cute. I don't know. It was probably time for it to end. But, you know, I enjoyed Downton. It was my look of... I like the juxtaposition between the servants and how clueless, you know, the people upstairs could be. So it's gone now. So, yeah. But that clears the way for not interrupting or Walking Dead in future years. So
right.
Jay gifted me Tomb Raider.
That was
a while ago.
Was that an early birthday present?
Nah, I can't remember.
When did it come out? It depends when it came out.
You tend to get me things without.
It was a Renee, you're awesome present.
So, gifted me Tomb Raider, the latest installment, Rise of the Tomb Raider, and I have finished it. And if you know me at all, I don't finish games very often.
100 complete.
Yeah, and for Renee. a 100% completion, which means I did every mission, every collectible, all that stuff. I really, really enjoyed the game, but I am a Tomb Raider fangirl, right. So it's not a surprise. But they did a really good job. It's even better than the last game. The story was amazing. Voice acting was awesome. The story was the best part of the whole game, which, you know, I always enjoy me a good story.
Right.
So if you look, and it's very Tomb Raider-y. So people who have played the series know what I'm talking about. It's very Tomb Raider-y. So so I really enjoyed it. Thank you, Jay. And if you finish the game, make sure you stay after the credits.
Okay, I will.
Like in a good old movie.
Yeah, I'll finish it. I just hadn't picked it back up. I tend to finish the Tomb Raider games as well because of the story and everything. So
yeah, but you've been busy playing.
I've been playing a lot of Overwatch.
tell everybody about Overwatch because there's some people who still haven't gotten in the beta.
So I got into the beta, and basically Overwatch is kind of, think of Team Fortress 2 a little bit. I know a lot of people are will say no, it's not, but you don't have to level up a class. Basically, you're a hero right out the box. No leveling up or anything like that. And you get to play team-based first-place shooter. And it's definitely an amazing game. Been having a lot of fun. I am horrible at it, but it's still fun. And it has, you know, that Blizzard feel of, they're trying to make sure that the game, you should feel like a 50-50 ratio with it. That you should, you know, with the matching system and stuff like that, you should have like a 50-50 type win-loss. So sometimes it happens like that, and some days it's just really, really bad, and some days it's just really, really good. So I've been playing that, helping out with the beta. Huge thanks to our folks over some friends over there at Blizzard that kind of put me on the list. I didn't ask for Renee to be on the list because I know she doesn't like those kind of games, but I think she would enjoy it. But we'll see how it goes.
I think you're going to get burnt out on it.
I probably will. But it's something that I'll pick up and play every now and then. That's what I've been doing while I've been away from Tomb Raider. And tell us a little bit about the Alloy of Law.
The Alloy of Law. It is, so Brandon's, just a little background, Brandon Sanderson is a fantasy author, and he created a trilogy of books that took place in like kind of like apocalyptic kind of medieval time on a fictional world. And I was gifted these books out of nowhere, all three of them, and I freaking love it. It has now become my favorite series, and it's amazing. So I have long put the next one that he wrote, The Alloy of Law, on my wish list. It has been on my wish list ever since, you know, it was about to come out. So that is one of the books Jay got me. And he actually has three more trilogies set to come out. Three set in a more modern era, and another three set in the future. Those haven't come out yet. And dates haven't even been announced for that. So what the Alloy of Law is, it's an offshoot. It's part of the Wax and Wayne series, named after characters in the book. And it's kind of like, you know, here's some more of that world, but with just different characters. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty good. It deals, metal is a huge part
right.
of the entire series.
Metal.
Okay. Like, different metals.
Oh, I think I've noticed that because I started reading the first one.
Yeah, I believe there is. I believe there is a movie, either came out or is coming out. have to look and see. It's called Mistborn, but
okay.
It has a very, very strong female lead in the first trilogy, which is why I loved it. Because, you know, it's kind of hard to find strong female leads in fantasy books. Most of the time, it's, you know, the guy. A lot of times, so it's really good. And thank you so much for that.
Yep, thank the girls, man. They were like,
thank you so much for goading the girls to get that for me.
Yep, they, you know, they didn't want to think about it, but I was like, y'all gonna get your mama something. So
yep. Get not, your mama something.
If it was one of your friends, you'd be doing it. So anyway,
the fridge is not prepared.
So on to food and everything else that we have going on here. So basically, for me, I have rebranded my website, and which was Tao of Cow at one point. And by rebranding is I updated the URL, and it is now called banditbrother.com. Yes, it is www.banditbrother.com. Like I've been branded, you know. Oh, banded. Sorry. Banditbrother.com.
Branded.
So, yeah, so for like my lap band to kind of keep up with my journey and stuff. I try to update that every Tuesday. Sometimes I have multiple updates during the week, but I'm trying at least do one a week, but that doesn't always happen often. But my latest update is I have surpassed losing 70 pounds. And tomorrow on Renee's birthday is my first fill of my lap band. So I haven't had anything in my lap band to tighten up my stomach. So that's going to be happening tomorrow.
How do you feel about it?
I think every meal that I've ate today and this weekend, I've been thinking about, you know, how I'm not probably going to be able to eat what I ate this weekend.
Just smaller amounts, though.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Well, let me rephrase that. I will not be able to eat the quantity of what I ate this weekend.
Correct.
So that I do know. And I'm curious now how fast, which it shouldn't be fast. I'm curious to see how the weight thing's going to go then. And I'm also kind of wondering about my energy level, because mm-hmm. I've been working out regularly. I did officially join the gym, which is Anytime Fitness. You guys heard that I absolutely didn't want to do a gym, but I found that by joining the gym and buying new clothes to work out in, that's pushing me to go work out.
Mm-hmm.
And then not only that, but also thinking about, you know, you, my kids, and my friends that, you know, that everyone I call friends that check in with me. I think about them because I want to be around for a while. You know, I definitely want to be around for a while. So I am down 71.8 pounds now, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I'm a little nervous, and I'm expecting to be hungry.
You know, keep a more positive outlook.
Right.
You know, you're going to, you just have to get your calories in. You have to eat more calorie dense foods.
Right.
But not like chips and cookies, but right. You know what I'm saying.
Right. So we'll see how it all goes out and everything, and, you know, be looking for updates. I hope I don't get too grumpy. Yeah.
Yay. No.
Oh, okay. I know. It was kind of bad, too.
That's all right. You're good.
Yeah.
It'll be great. So as for me, I was 4 pounds away from my goal. 4 pounds. So close. And then my birthday week came, and I kind of decided to eat my feelings about my birthday. So between Friday and tomorrow, it's pretty bad. So I'm not counting this week.
And the funny part is that, so are you finished tomorrow, or are you going to continue through the week?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's not even a birthday week. So are you finished tomorrow, or are you going to continue through the week?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's not even a birthday week. It was a weekend and 2 days.
Well, anybody can tell you, 5 days can like really do a number on your 5 days can like really do a number on your weight loss journey.
Oh, I know.
It can, and yeah. So whatever. I'm eating my feelings. I'll be fine after tomorrow.
Right. So
my birthday will be over and be back to normal.
Yeah. And then also one of the things that we did try was finding alternatives to tacos and pizzas for myself. You know, we did before the last show, we did a cauliflower pizza, you know, and then that was very, very delicious. But this last week, we decided to do taco cups and pizza cups using wonton wraps, you know, wonton items. Mm-hmm. And I have to say they are amazing.
Yay!
Renee knocked it clearly out of the park with the taco and pizza cups. And I love them because it's like I know when I have the stuff in my band, I'll probably just only be able to eat one. You know,
yeah.
I think I don't know, maybe one or two. It'll probably be two.
But think of how much longer they'll last.
I know.
We'll freeze them.
I know.
They'll last wonderfully. So,
did you like the tacos and pizza cups?
Yeah. They were really good. They were easy to make, so it's just a good alternative. So we're gonna corner the wonton market. So I really enjoyed it. And then another alternative that I know Jay likes and he misses are brownies.
Oh, man.
So I have been researching feverishly. You should see my stuff I had saved. I had like 10 bajillion recipes saved for this.
Right.
I ended up with two recipes that I wanted to try. One was black bean brownies, which I heard were really good. And another one is avocado brownies. So I tried the black bean brownies on Saturday. And it was weird as it may sound, the black bean brownies were amazing. They were really, really good. There's no butter in it, you know, which helps the calories. Doesn't use any flour, which also helps the calories. Black beans are the base. Right. And it was so funny. My dad is the type of person that he doesn't like to try different things. Like alternatives.
Right.
But he likes brownies. So I didn't tell him what was in it. And he ate one. And he was like, oh, that was pretty good. He's like, I didn't come across a nut until, you know, I was almost done. You know, he thought there were like walnuts in it. And after he finished the last bite, I was like, well, Dad. And then he was like, oh, well, what was in it?
He was like, hey, Dad, how'd you like that?
Oh, yeah. He was how'd you like it?
He was like, it's good. And Renee and I went, ha!
It was great.
Like, ha! It had black beans in it, you know.
Yeah, and his face was like, ew! But then he did something, he did this only to prove us wrong. He got another brownie, and he ate it.
He did. He ate like a champ.
He ate it like a champ. But I think he just did it just because we said that he wouldn't eat another one.
Yeah.
And he likes to prove people wrong. So tell me about your brownie experience with them.
The brownie experience was amazing, and somebody had put up, I never thought about this, and we both used to do this as kids, was that we used to eat frozen whipped cream, because frozen whipped cream was just fluffy amazing. And there were people that actually use frozen whipped cream as ice cream.
Right.
So I got to have brownies with these amazing brownies with ice cream and still getting protein. I got to get my brownie fix, which is like my to die for dessert of all times next to cherry pie. It's like if you had cherry pie and you had brownies, I would like, if I had to only choose one, I'd be like, I'll die instead.
Well, don't get too excited, but I think I might have an alternative for your cherry pie, but don't get too excited.
Cherry pie cups.
Okay, well, you already thought.
Is it cherry pie cup?
It's cherry pie cup. I haven't looked it up, but I was like, I might as well.
So, like, if you put cherry pie stuff in there,
put a wonton on top.
And put, like, some crumbly. I want some. Oh, man.
I'll try to see if I can find something.
I don't know.
I haven't even looked it up, so I know there's something out there.
Don't sleep. I thought about it. I am not going to lie.
So,
oh, my gosh.
So, avocado brownies are up next. Zabi said she made avocados. Brownies once, didn't tell the family, the kids weren't fooled. Well, I'm hoping that people might be fooled with this one. I don't know. We'll see. There are tons of different avocado brownie recipes. Most of them use almond meal, which I can't use because my sisters are allergic to tree nuts. Other ones use coconut flour. I didn't even know coconut flour was a thing. But they don't have it in my local grocery store, so I have to go find it.
Right.
It's probably at Whole Foods or Rainbow Blossom or whatever. So, yay.
So, the black bean one was amazing. I mean, it doesn't taste like black beans. I mean, the bottom of it, where it's a little crunchy, it's almost like it's nuts. Sort of. It's just...
Yeah, like where the black bean bits have settled. I could have strained those out. But, Jay, you know...
I mean, you can strain them
next
out.
Next time, I'll probably strain them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so
Pillsbury has cherry pie cups, but they use cherry pie crust or whatever.
Yeah. I need to make my own. Can't use pie crust.
But man, oh, that'd be amazing.
Anyway. So yeah, so everything's going well. And the loser group is going great. You see people, you know, doing things that they have been wanting to do for a long time. And if you want to join us over there, if you're just starting out, if you're just maintaining, if you just want to get some motivation, just to get healthy, facebook.com/groups/frogpantslose it.
All right, Mr. Feisty. Valentine's.
Odds and ends.
Oh man, so we want to say a huge congratulations to Comic Book Dan and his wife. They are expecting,
yay, more babies. I love all the babies. I want everyone to have more babies, except me, more babies. So, I just want to say congratulations. And we have some birthdays that are coming up.
Oh, man. So, we have a birthday. Joyce's birthday is tomorrow.
Yes, that is my birthday twin. She actually went to school with me, so we've always had a birthday on the same day. So, we were friends, so.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Wendy is in my mommy group, and her birthday is Wednesday. And not only that, but her baby's going to be born on Wednesday as well. Oh, happy, man. Happy birthday present. And congratulations, Wendy. Corinna Lay Foster from Down Under. She wished me happy birthday today because it's from the future. It is her birthday on Friday. Lonnie Ann's birthday is on Saturday. Mm-hmm. One of my closest friends, Charisse's birthday is on Saturday. My college freshman roommate, Kate, is her birthday is on Saturday. And whose birthday is next?
Brian Dunaway's birthday is on Saturday as well.
You know Brian Dunaway.
And also Miss Kai Love, her birthday is on 3/20. JB Hannah, who usually lurks in the group, his birthday is on the 20th as well. We have La Costa Jungling. Their birthday is on the 21st. Jacqueline.
Oh, I love me some Jacqueline. She's my mommy group.
She's her birthday is on 3/22. Happy birthday, Jacqueline.
Amber's birthday is on the 23rd. Another
mommy group. And Mike DeVoe from Belleville DeVoe's birthday is on the 24th.
And Rudy is on the 25th.
And woo! Renee, your birthday is on
Never's Day.
Her birthday's tomorrow. Never's Day. So you know what that means? I get to sing happy birthday to Renee.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to sing now because it's on the show. And, babe, I am so glad that this is your day tomorrow. And I'm glad that you were born. And I thank your mom and dad for you. You changed my life, babe. So this is for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Renee. Happy birthday to you.
Ooh. Oh. Toby's not going to howl with you.
You smelling my breath. You want to lick me in my mouth, don't you?
Well, thanks, babe. Thanks for
happy birthday, babe.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You do?
I do appreciate it. Even though I don't, you know, I don't like my birthday, but I appreciate people wishing me a happy birthday. It's a difference.
Right. Well, cool, 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 cool. So if you guys want to reach us by email, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. You can see Renee's blog. She hasn't updated in a while at valentinemom.com.
I haven't.
And my personal blog, bandedbrother.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast. Video.
Video can be seen of this and other podcasts at youtube.com/ValentineCast. If you want to tweet Jay, his Twitter handle is TheCowboy. That's TheCaoBoi. And my Twitter feed is TheIceFlow.
I will say, I should have said this in tech time, that router that I picked up.
Oh, we forgot about that.
The Nighthawk is amazing because we have no dropped packets, and this is the first show we ever had
with no dropped packets.
We have not had dropped packets.
That's pretty good.
Amazing. So thank you, Netgear, Nighthawk. Also, I want to say a huge thanks to Periolites Music and also the Andrew Allen Trio who allow us to use their music during our show. A big shout out to the folks at Alpha Geek Radio for letting us live stream this with video and audio. Go check them out. If you want to try to support them, go to patreon.com/alphageekradio. Boom. And if you want to see us again, we'll see you in 2 weeks. All right, everyone.
See you later, y'all.
Valent Tavern, stay amazing. Love you guys. Thank you for listening. If you're listening to this after the fact, we love you guys as well. Take it easy. Don't be sleazy. And keep the peace, y'all.
Don't be sleazy.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
And a big shout out to Noah Drink for his first birthday.
Boops.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.
Part is that, so are you finished tomorrow or are you going to continue through the week?
No.
Oh, okay. Tomorrow. So it's not even a birthday week. It was a weekend and 2 days.
Well, anybody can tell you. 5 days can, like, really do a number on your...